Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Is Nico being reckless? Have we finally seen Will losing his trust? We'll find out more next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's happening, everyone?
Hey.
I am so glad to be here. I am your Jupiter journeyman, Joshua Wright, and I am joined by this wonderful panel. To my left, I have Miss Dina Kalafala, the crop circle conspirator.
I'd flip my hair, but it's in a bun.
Next to her, I have Miss Hallie Johnson, or better known to you all as the Astral Avatar.
I can.
All
flip
right.
Flip my hair.
Flip it. And last but not least, on the other end of the table, my opposite, the real Jack Farmer, or the sci-fi savant.
Good news, everybody. We are back for another episode of Another Life. And also, just so everyone knows, I'm going to be live in the chat. So if you're watching us live on YouTube right now, you can go ahead and comment in those fields. And I'll be responding to you live as we go. And you may get your comment read on the air here with us. And if you're not watching live and you're watching this later, don't worry about it. You can always come back and check us out live every Monday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
That's right. So thank you all so much for being here. We have so much to get into. We're talking about Nico. Is she reckless? Is she not? Sasha and Michelle have a conversation. Later on, we have our special segment, Give Me a Sign or Two, perhaps. But before we get into any of that, I do want to get overall thoughts on the show, starting with Miss Dina.
I don't even know where to start. I thought the exorcism was very unexpected. I just forgot her name. What's her name?
Petra.
No, not Petra. The girl that was giving the speech.
Cass.
Cass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really wanted Cass to finish her speech, but like then the exorcism happened. I was just like, can she at least finish what she was saying and then have the exorcism happen? So that was like really frustrating to me. And then what else? Javier and Bernie, they're alive, which makes me happy.
Of course.
I was really rooting for them to stay alive, because people seem to be dying on this show. And then what else? I don't even know. Okay. I have a lot of thoughts, but I'll make those comments as other people say stuff.
All right. Go ahead, Miss Hallie.
Well, on the contrary, I'm actually really glad that Cass didn't finish that speech.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I felt like you're kind of in La La Land. Your boyfriend is a psycho.
Hmm.
Like, straight up psycho.
Okay.
I found it so interesting how everyone's so upset that he died, but yet no one was upset that he took over the ship and, like, punched her and cussed her out, knocked her out, threw her in the braze. I'm like, wait, so that's okay?
Okay.
I'm just...
It's toxic masculinity. I'm so sad that exists in the future.
Uh-oh. He's going to politics now.
I guess I have to go to Jack on that.
Yeah. Every time I feel like I have this show figured out, it throws a whole bunch of curveballs. Personally, I think that after watching this episode that Ian was right all along, and we can talk about that later, I guess, but... Looking back, I think Ian was the guy they should have kept. I think that was the way to go.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit, Jack. But I do want to talk about Nico first. So the episode opens up with Nico giving directions to people who are seemingly inexperienced in the jobs she's asking them to do. So Javier and Bernie were sent to go and check the air, or I don't remember exactly what they were doing.
They ran out of oxygen on the ship, so they went to go collect crystals, because these magical crystals can give them oxygen.
No, but I think Javier and Bernie, they were, like, scouting the planet.
Planet.
They were, like, doing their research.
They were checking to make sure it was okay. Okay, yeah, it was last minute.
Because remember when he said, we gotta go, and he was like, well, we were finished collecting crystals, I just wanted to check out the rest of the soil.
So let me ask you then, is that part of Nico being reckless as a leader, because she's sending people out who seem to be inexperienced or unaware of what they're supposed to do?
I don't know if it's really...
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know if that's Nico's fault. It doesn't seem like many of the people on the ship were ready for that situation. I think so far it feels like the entire the whole plan has been only set up if everything went perfectly, if they got to their destination perfectly, if everyone stayed alive and everything went exactly as planned. But clearly things didn't, and now it seems like they're completely unable to handle it.
Yeah, I'm actually with him on that one, too. Okay. I'm not, like, on Nico's team. It's just more so, I think she's doing her best with what she has, and this crew is just, they don't even trust her. They don't even follow her lead. They're so, like, they're sheeple from my experience of them, and just very egotistical, and she's, like, fighting a bunch of egos, and I think at this point, I think she's just trying to, like, teach them a lesson. Like, okay, you want to be insubordinate? Go. Out there. And maybe she's just trying to prove a point to kind of win them over and give them a little bit more freedom. But I think she's doing her best, to be honest.
What do you think, Dina?
I don't think anyone's, like, inexperienced, per se. Because how are you experienced in, like, avoiding a moon that crashes into a planet if you haven't already experienced that? Like, how is that something you can prepare for? Do you, like, see that coming when you go through your training, when you go through your college courses? That's what I'm...
Okay. You know, that is actually a really good
point. There was a multiple choice questionnaire that they filled out beforehand.
Oh, okay.
That had...
Well, the way I look at it, I say you all brought up valid points. One way I look at it is, part of being a leader is being able to assess your talent. So I'm into sports, okay? So let's say that I'm a basketball coach, or let's use Tom Brady, for instance. Bill Belichick had enough hope, enough trust in him that he got rid of all of the quarterbacks except for Tom Brady because he knew he was good enough. So is Nico aware of the talent that surrounds her, or are the people clashing because Nico doesn't know where they belong? And that's that mark to me, that's a mark of a good or bad leader.
Well, the people are obviously clashing. It looks like there's a divide between sort of the pro Nico people and the anti Nico people.
Okay.
A good guys and bad guys.
I don't think it's that simple, though. I think the ones that hate Nico are starting to kind of move over. And in actuality, I think there's maybe only like one or two that are actually anti-Nico, and it's only because of the influence that they had previously. The rest are just kind of like following suit. I think they'll go whichever direction that keeps them alive, to be honest.
So are they temperamental? So like tonight Nico does something good, they're like, we're with her, but tomorrow she does something bad, they're like, get out of here.
Yeah, you saw at the end of the episode when Homeboy was like, oh, F Nico, I can't stand Nico, she's only out for herself, and at the end, thanks Nico, you came back for us. I was like, wow, way to kiss ass.
Okay,
but isn't that leadership? Like you said, Bill Belichick, you know, he doesn't win every game, but the whole team doesn't turn on him after a loss, where with Nico, something goes wrong and everyone's like, well, forget her, find someone else. That would be the sign of bad leadership, right?
So then is Nico being reckless?
I don't think Nico's being reckless.
Okay, Dina says no.
I think Ian was the guy they should have kept in charge.
So Jack.
Whoa.
Ian makes one mistake and we have to throw him into an electrical field.
Hold on, but Nico makes 100.
And we're like, whoa.
Okay,
let's let Dina respond.
Okay, so he did one mistake that pretty much almost cost everyone their lives. Nico has done mistakes, but like nobody was gonna die from it.
Right.
Well, other than Ian. But that's, he caused that himself, though, in a little bit. Like,
I still remember a moon crashing into the planet that they were
on. But that's the computer's fault, right? Because no one else predicted that.
Right. Okay. And she's doing the best she can. And
that was a technical error.
And on top of that,
that is not Nico's fault.
Ian made more than one mistake. Did you guys notice the one mistake he made when he decided to slowly go after Nico with a weapon? Did we forget that, too?
Okay.
He was getting ready to kill her.
If someone's coming at you with a weapon, are you just going to take it?
No, but this
thank
is,
you.
All right, let Jack respond.
He said it specifically. He said, some people are going to die, and I will do whatever it takes to make sure this mission is successful.
He was going to kill everyone before.
Exactly. So he said, I am going. So he was in a position where he didn't believe in Nico, and he didn't believe Nico's leadership. The only way to save the mission was to remove Nico, and that was the only way to remove Nico.
So let me ask you this.
Oh my gosh, but now Nico's the bad guy for about whatever. I don't care.
Bad leader.
For killing him, even though he had every intention of killing her.
That's self-defense.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not saying she shouldn't have defended herself, but what I'm saying is his actions, based on everything he had said before, did line up. He said he would do whatever it takes to make sure the mission was successful.
Everyone almost died, though.
Right.
But that was a computer error.
He did that on purpose.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Because this is legit, okay? Now, we're going to keep this going, everybody. But before we move on, Miss Hallie has something that she wants to address with you beautiful fans out there.
All right. Well, hey, guys, and I just wanted to let you know before we move on to our next topic that I want to thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. So go ahead, click subscribe, like, make sure you subscribe to us directly on YouTube, give us a rating on iTunes. Please, please, please leave us a comment. We love you so much. We wouldn't be able to continue doing this without you.
All right. Thank you so much, Hallie. That was beautiful. Now, I want to stay on this topic, but we have so much to cover. We're going to table Ian and Nico's leadership, and I want to move on to Sasha. So we noticed in the beginning that Sasha was the pilot, and he fainted, you know, unexpectedly. But then when he awakens, he has an interaction with Michelle, who is a very noticeable Ian fan. She's using profanity, and she's saying all types of things. And Sasha says, I think you better watch your mouth more than your back. Is that advice that Michelle needed to hear in order to survive on this mission?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like Michelle.
I don't either.
I don't like her.
Just put it out there.
Hold on, I need to jump on Michelle's side.
I don't even think I need to elaborate on that. I just don't like Michelle's character.
Okay.
She's just... Why is she always mad?
Okay.
She reminds me of an angry teenager. That's that one person at work.
That one person at work who always has a negative attitude and kills it for everyone. Well, they kill everyone's joy.
Let's remember, though, Michelle's brother is the one who died on the last mission with Nico.
No, that was August.
Oh, it was August.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me,
yeah,
fans.
Michelle,
excuse me.
Yeah, Michelle just likes to curse a lot. Like, a lot,
it's her
a lot.
Thing.
Yeah, and okay. She's on her phone eating something and yelling at something.
So she's, is she like what I've seen today? I've seen teenagers who kind of look at their parents like, leave me alone, I'm not bothering you,
She's just like a big teenager, to be honest.
Okay.
Glued to her phone and only comes up for air when she wants something.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the only one that thinks for herself left alive on that ship.
Are you serious? She followed Ian until the end. How is that thinking for herself?
Ian was right, but...
Oh, gosh, I forgot. Team Ian, my bad.
Team Ian. I'm going to get a shirt, Team Ian. But everyone else, we had just said, they just kind of follow along. They do what they're told. She's the only one that ever stands up and speaks her mind.
So she would be considered a maverick.
I would say she'd be considered a leader. Someone that no one else is, right?
Okay, well,
this is ridiculous.
Well, this is what I'm asking. Like, leadership doesn't always mean that you move on your own.
Yeah.
It means that you're successful and have, you can't be a leader without followers. That means that you have to have a group of people who are behind you, who are supporting whatever your task is.
You know who I think was the biggest failed leader throughout this entire mission? I think it was the person that appointed her. How do I say her name?
Dubois.
Yeah. There we go. Because she took her onto a mission with people who had already established a relationship for over a year and just threw her in there and expected everyone to just trust her. I mean, I know that it's important for a leader to be able to walk into any situation and gain trust.
That's correct.
But the problem was that they knew that What's-His-Face was a problem, Ian, and they kept him on the mission. And for what?
So was this an excuse for them to get rid of Ian?
You know what? To be honest, it could be. It could be because they even said before they even got on the ship when Nico and her husband were arguing and he was saying, why don't you just let Ian run the ship? he can't. He's too much of a hothead. He's too egotistical. That's right. Why they're sending me there. So I don't necessarily think that Nico was sent there just to be a leader. I think she was also sent to, like, babysit Ian.
But she never got the chance to. He caused his own demise.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't remember what we were talking about, but I agree.
Oh, no, that's fine. We were on to Michelle and Sasha, but
I don't remember what we were talking about either. We're just kind of, like, going off on
it. Well, but Michelle is part of the equation with Ian, okay. So is she the one that's going to continue the Ian, I guess the way Ian likes to run things? I know, Jack, you're
carry
a fan.
The torch.
You're a fan of Ian's way, so I want to hear your opinion on Sasha and Michelle's conversation.
Well, she's aggressive, but I don't think even Ian is necessarily aggressive. And I think the show is showing us that when we saw the video of him that he left for Cass before they went on their mission.
Right.
He was obviously a very clear-thinking person. He was a nice guy. He was kind of charming in the video that he left for Cass.
Okay.
And I think that was reminding us that he wasn't actually a crazy person. He was just doing what he thought was really the right thing. And I think even Nico believed that, which is why she had to talk to him at the end in the form of William.
And
that's
menage.
Why she had that.
Okay, well, let's do this.
Can I just add something here?
Okay,
like, what type of crazy person comes off as crazy right off the bat? Like, you have to be charming and nice first.
Yeah, it's called narcissism.
Yeah,
it also depends
on your mission as well.
He's been crazy since the start.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask some of the fans in the chat. If you're in the chat right now, just send us a question or an opinion based off what you think Ian and Michelle's relationship was compared to how Nico is leading the ship. We want to know, do you all think Ian is a better leader, or do you all think that Nico is the better leader? Now, I want to move on to Will. So Will was Nico's number one fan. He was the computer that was created to have, as Jack put, the emotions and the look that Nico was attracted to, everything that she likes. But now Will is beginning to question the motives of Nico, saying, hey, you know, are you in the right mindset? Did you do these things on purpose? Is Will correct in questioning Nico as after she has killed Ian?
I would like to speak on that one.
Go ahead.
I thought about that long and hard, and I was thinking to myself, you know what the problem is? The problem is the fact that all she did was come out to everyone and said, I killed him, and it was necessary. Now everyone fall in line. There was no explanation. There was no, oh, he actually came at me with a weapon, and he was about to stab me, so I gave him a front house kick, and he landed into a bunch of, like, space matter electricity and died. So she didn't necessarily,
yeah,
she could have explained that more.
I don't know why she didn't. Why didn't she tell the whole truth?
Right.
I think she wanted to instill that fear into people, though, so that they know not to mess with her and not to, like...
But that's where she failed as a leader, and I will say that, because a leader is able to read the situation.
To gain trust.
She needed to get empathy and sympathy with these people, because she needed them to understand, like, hey, I know that this happened, I know that I'm here now, and I know this makes you guys a little bit uncomfortable, but let's be real. She started doing that in the beginning when she was saying, you know, anyone else felt awkward, and she just completely flipped her leadership, like, in a matter of seconds, and I was like, girl, what are you doing?
Okay.
Just tell them the truth.
What about you, Jack?
I think it kind of closes the loop on what you had mentioned about Sasha talking to Michelle and watching her mouth, because she didn't explain it, that is sort of the message they have. If you don't fall in line, you may get electrocuted.
Yeah, and no one will ever know why. And that's the only time I had a problem, so I guess I can be on your team on that side.
Okay, all right. There are
common ground.
Two down.
Oh, please. I said that time, not the whole time.
All right, well... I think Will is not losing trust in Nico, but I believe that he's beginning to question her motives to make sure that she's in her right mind. We noticed the doctor question her mental health. He was saying, look, you have to talk to me. If you don't talk to me, you have to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Because mental health is, in this series already, I've seen two episodes where mental health is at the forefront. You cannot be an effective leader in a positive way. Effective doesn't always mean positive, but in this sense, you cannot be a positive, effective leader if your mental capacity is low. So you have to make sure that you're regurgitating these facts to people. So that's very important that, you know, we bring up Will and we bring up the doctor.
I also think it's a popularity contest, to be honest.
On the ship?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, who do we like the most? Therefore, we're going to believe. I don't even think at this point they care about facts or anything. They watched... they watched Ian attack her and take her down, but at the end, she was still considered the bad guy because...
Yeah, because it was dead. So bizarre to me, because Michelle was there. Michelle helped. Michelle helped Ian come after Nico.
Yeah, and the other two did as well.
But this is the thing. So, okay, I'm not... I don't have an opinion either way, but this is what I'm thinking. If I get into a fight with Jack, I attack Jack, and y'all are like, yeah, get him. And then an hour or two later, Jack comes back and is like, Josh is no longer with us. He's dead. I'm in charge.
Survival of the fittest. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm a peaceful person, so I would never root for someone to attack someone else. Okay?
Of course not.
Let's just put that out there.
Right. Of course not. But I'm saying, like, do I not, am I less bad of a person because Jack has killed me, or did I incite
that
from Jack?
You know what? He blew the first punch, and I mean, what can you do? What can you do?
Jack!
He's gonna say,
Nico should just take that knife and just, like, help him.
Oh, no!
Again,
Nico, don't fall on the knife.
I'm saying...
What is she gonna do?
No, I'm not saying she shouldn't have defended herself. I'm saying that from Ian's perspective, he was trying to save the crew and give them better leadership and a better chance. Because his fear was that Nico is going to choose her family over the mission. And she kind of, in a way, made what could be viewed as a mistake. I think Ian would have left those two on the planet today.
Yeah, of course. He would have.
Where if Nico was just a little bit later... Everyone could have died and the mission would have been over.
Hold up, that's what he was trying to prevent.
Go ahead, Hallie.
No, I don't think that he was trying to save everyone. I think he was projecting. Because the whole time he was talking about how you're this and you're that, you're doing this. And he ended up doing all of those things. He was like, you're going to kill everyone. He went and tried to kill everyone.
Anytime someone tries to bully someone else or say terrible things about that person, they always say traits that they themselves have.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
So, and when we find out that he has a little love thing going on in the ship, of course, now it makes more sense, because he was like, you're only looking out for your own. Ian was only looking out for his own.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And so also, there was a double standard, underlying double standard.
Yeah, he was projecting the whole time. I'm sorry, but...
I also really hope that this show is going to bring some flashbacks, because I feel like we're missing some context about stuff that happened before this mission started.
Yeah, we got to find out about, like, what happened to those 10 other people that
were... That's what we don't know.
Hopefully that gets answered in the future.
Well, see, sure, but this is where I come from on that. Actually, I wanted to bring that up. I'm glad you segued into that. But what I think about that is, you have August, whose brother died, but she trusts Nico. So that tells me, as a bystander, someone who's not been affiliated with Nico, that tells me perhaps there's something there that I should be looking into.
Also, Harper Glass kind of hints at whatever happened before with the 10 people dying, and her husband was like, you know, you ruined my, like, wife's life or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what exactly he said. But it just seems like there's a context missing, and that stuff was misframed.
Right, it was misframed. And Harper makes her appearance, and she does antagonize Eric. She antagonizes Eric to a point where she's trying to get information out of him, and he's mum. But she says, oh, wait, you said enough. So she goes and does the report, and she elaborates, as you said, in a misframing way to mislead the people, saying, hey, the ship's gone. They died.
I just feel like she's like an unethical journalist, because that's not really the way that you approach a source for anything. And then also,
she's not a journalist. She's an influencer.
They said a tabloid.
She's a little Instagram influencer.
I think she's like a TMZ influencer.
But she's doing journalism work. So I agree with you.
TMZ does real journalism type stuff. But yeah. I think she's also sort of a
gossip. That's not journalism.
Like,
She says she wants her audience to know the truth. The people who always talk about reporting the truth are journalists. So that truth isn't confirmed for her to just like
to just say anything
say
about
that,
it.
Like something happened. The fact is that they didn't have the communication from the ship. That doesn't mean they died.
So what is Harper's motive then? She makes her appearance in this episode after 30 seconds. So so she's only looking for clout. She's not looking for the truth at all.
I wonder.
I think she's looking for followers and fame. And I think
she's a clout chaser.
Yeah.
No, but there's something deep like going on behind the scenes between Nico and Harper that we're going to learn about. Like maybe they had a thing at one point, or maybe, you know, they were working together in something. Harper did something to seriously sabotage.
Well, what did Eric say? He said nine years ago.
Yeah, but we got to find out what it is.
Yeah. So come on.
I think we're burying the lead. The real thing that we need to find out is how is Harper figuring this stuff out in the first place? So she must have a connection somewhere.
That's true, another source.
How did she know in the first place that something could go wrong?
She could be in line with Ms. Dubois.
Oh,
yeah.
Or Dubois.
Yeah, Dubois. I'm thinking Dubois.
Well, Dubois.
Y'all should have seen her face.
She's on TV.
Well, I mean, Dubois was already showing up when Beethoven started to play. So, you know, Eric made his point then. And then he has a new revelation this week when he learns that in music they're called rest, but he's saying that, hey, we need to listen to the silence. He said, because we need to listen to the things that they are not saying. That's where our answer lies. So was Jana, his daughter, part of that revelation, talking to him, saying, hey, what do they want? And he said, I think they just came to talk. Is he right? Did they just come to talk, or are they looking for something?
I think that's going to be the big question throughout the show. On whether or not they're there peacefully or not. I mean, it's an alien show, so there's going to be unpeaceful aliens somewhere, but I think the question is whether or not the artifact is unpeaceful, or if maybe that's another alien species running from an unpeaceful.
So perhaps they came to Earth alien for peace.
I'm thinking maybe they're trying to get away from another alien species,
okay.
And maybe it's a warning to Earth.
But, you know, with Earth, you know, and this is my experience, and I've had family in the military.
This is my experience.
Yeah, he's had a lot of experience with Earth, y'all.
I was say, tell me about your alien experience.
And Earth.
Well, no, I'm saying, in my experience with Earth, okay, if you come to our territory unannounced and you don't tell us what you're here for, we call it war. Okay.
Oh God.
I'm just saying.
That's not for everyone.
How haven't they cut it open? That's what I want to know. I don't think they just cut that artifact open. I feel like that'd be the first thing.
That would be so frustrating if the aliens were inside the crystal tree the entire time.
Or what if the aliens are the crystal and you're killing them?
But wouldn't that be unsafe to open up something you've never seen before?
You know what? I think that they're just coming to stir stuff up. I don't think they want anything. I don't think they're communicating anything.
It's just an alien reality show.
Right. I think they're just like, oh, look at the little humans.
We got more
let's just mess with these humans.
Right, and just watch them destroy themselves.
What happens when we leave an artifact on an unknown planet?
Let's find out.
Are y'all tweeting?
Make sure they're tweeting about it, you know? Okay, that's a good one.
I wonder what the aliens are saying. They're probably, like, laughing about humans.
Yeah. Totally.
Pointing at us, making fun of us.
Yeah, that deep laugh,
too. Stupid humans.
Yeah, with our gasoline. How dare we? You know? That's a good one, though. Okay, well, the show was really interesting. I really enjoyed it. I think that the panel up here enjoyed it, and I believe you viewers enjoyed it. Jack, are there any questions in the chat that you'd like to call out right now?
I mean, right now it's mostly just debate over things like who's the better leader and what happened to the people who...
Well, let us know.
Just people are picking different sides.
Okay, so who's winning from what you see over there?
Of course, Nico.
Oh, okay, Nico.
Thank
winning.
You.
Well, you know, that doesn't mean that Jack is wrong, however.
Listen, we still got eight more episodes to prove me right. Please prove me right, Ian.
All right. Well, I do want to move on into our news and gossip. Miss Dina.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Miss Dina's going to take over.
Okay,
that for
so
us.
Selma Blair. Sorry, I just interrupted you.
What do you think?
Selma Blair is continuing her fight against multiple sclerosis. She posted Instagram updates after her chemo treatment, and she's been sharing the realities of this battle with complete honesty. Here in the first photo, she says, "I have had this scab on my head for 2 months. It stands out to me as much as my newly bald head. I don't mind it. I don't mind the hair loss either. But if my eyebrows totally fall out, I'm going to be singing a different tune." But her next post was a little darker. She captioned it, "Insomnia. I am like a waking baby, afraid, and I want to cry. I want my mom. I do." And she captions that photo of her bruised legs in a bathtub and finishes it with, "I will take a bath and cry. The beginning is hard. I have to remember." And then to end this new segment on a happier note, Katie Sackhoff posted a fun behind-the-scenes picture of herself smiling in an astronaut suit, which we all saw in this episode. She tweeted, "I love you all so much and feel so blessed to have your support. Thank you for watching Another Life."
That's awesome. Well, I'm very happy that Selma Blair is being transparent with her newly found illness and that she's able to speak to people about it and she's not embarrassed by it. And mm-hmm. I must say, although she's ill, she still looks great. She looks mm-hmm. great. Like, her skin was still clean. She's taking care of herself as much as she can. So it's very important that we pay attention to things like that. There's so many people who are going through different types of issues that we're unaware of. We need to make sure we're sensitive to that.
Yeah, I'm sure mm-hmm. it probably makes some of her fans feel better mm-hmm. if they also see someone that they respect and admire going through the same battle. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's super relatable to a lot of her followers. Mm-hmm. And I think if you know someone who's undergoing chemo, you know that they have their good days, they have their bad days, and it's like it just depends on the day and how they're doing in the hospital.
Yeah,
so I agree. I love how she's
very realistic. Yeah,
I love how she's humanizing herself, because mm-hmm. most of the time when we watch celebrities and shows and movies, we, in a way, we can't help but absorb and think that that's, you know, who they really are. Mm-hmm. You never truly know what's going on behind the scenes. So yeah, that was a great move to show that.
I think it's probably helpful for other people going through similar things, because sometimes you see celebrities and they're always presented, and even in social media, people present their lives as perfect all mm-hmm. the time. And I think if you're going through something hard and you see that other people are going through hard things and you realize it's not you doing something wrong, it's just maybe part of the process how life is. And, mm-hmm. and I think sometimes you can find strength in knowing that it's okay to not have everything being perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, now we have a little bit more for you all. We have this, our new panelist has created a segment called Give Me a Sign.
Give me a
sign. So let's see what she has to say over there.
Give me a sign. All right, y'all. So astrology, astronomy, greatly related. And today we are going to talk about what sign we think each character is. And we're going to focus on our first character, which is Nico. And so we have 12 signs available to us, mm-hmm. all right? And I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. They're mm-hmm. different characteristics.
A few of them.
Yeah, okay. And Nico, so she's very, like, charismatic, but mm-hmm. super quiet at the same time. She's a leader. She seems humble, but there's also some, like, mysterious nature about her. Dina and I, we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. and Dina was telling me how she thinks that she's a Sagittarius.
Hmm.
Why do you think that, Dina?
I don't know. I feel like I know. I have a lot of friends who are Sagittariuses, and I feel like I would be friends with Nico.
Oh,
that's pretty...
To the point.
That's my reasoning. It's not a good reasoning. I also just don't really pay attention to the earth signs, so... Yeah, I only know the signs that I get along with and the signs that I don't get along with. I know those personalities very well.
All right.
Well, I actually know a lot about earth signs, and I feel like Nico's more of a Taurus than anything.
Okay.
Like Taurus, they need to be in charge. They're very about, like, keeping things to the point, but at the same time, they're very, like, family oriented. Mm-hmm. Like, they care a lot about the home life. And if you notice, that is the only time she ever gets super vulnerable.
Okay.
When she's talking about her family or thinking about them. Mm-hmm. Other than that, she's like, all right, let's go. Like, she really steps into, like, masculine side of her.
Okay.
So I think she's a Taurus, to be honest. And like you, you know, I know certain signs by the one I attract.
Maybe a different sign on her chart is a Sag.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe
it's her rising sign or something.
Well, my mom's a Taurus, so I think Nico's a Taurus.
All right. Okay. Well, who's next?
So next we have Petra.
Mm.
And I know she hasn't really been making much of, like, she hasn't really said any lines too much.
Mm-mm.
Like, I think, like, maybe one or two. She's just mostly quiet. That's why when, at the end, when she's, or as you call it, she had an exorcism.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was a space exorcism.
Right, when she was being possessed by whatever, and we're gonna find out next week. I can't wait, I was dying. Side note, okay, focus.
Mm-hmm.
So she's super quiet. the whole time. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, shoot, what happened to Petra?
Literally, her most memorable line was, like, her gasping for breath. Right. That was her memorable
when
line.
She was like,
ugh. So yeah. What type of sign would that be, then?
Oh, see, that's hard, because she's super quiet. She moves along very quietly. You know, how about you take a stab at this one?
I'm going to say a Cancer, because that's what I am. that's the easiest one to go with.
You're not that quiet, though.
Are Cancers quiet?
I mean, I guess.
No, I don't think Cancers are quiet.
I'm a cusp.
I'm
very close to Leo.
You know what? Maybe she doesn't talk to anyone because she's not comfortable with them.
Which means that she's reserved?
Right. And usually the most reserved signs, definitely not an air sign. It's like usually like earth signs like Virgo, Taurus, what's the other one? I should know this. Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. There we go.
Okay.
And maybe she's a Capricorn.
So you have a Taurus.
Capricorn.
Yeah, let's
go. So Nico's a Taurus.
We're just
going to
go with that.
Petra's a Capricorn.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we got to go on to our favorite.
Do they get along? Do those signs get along?
They can, yeah.
They can.
They're not like a match made in heaven, but most earth signs, they do get along because they're very, very similar.
Okay. Mm. Well, then I want to see what Ian is then. What would Ian be?
Okay. So we were debating that he was either an Aries, a Gemini, or a Leo, or like a Scorpio. I'm leaning towards Leo. Either that or Virgo. I mostly feel Virgo. I'll say Leo, you know, as a safety, but definitely.
So what are the characteristics between Leo and Virgo?
Oh gosh. So they're both like very like
assertive, hyper masculine.
Right. Gotta be in charge. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that a Virgo does it mostly in a way that has like a lot of like hidden intentions.
Oh, okay.
They are known to be one of the most narcissistic signs in the zodiac.
Yeah. Duplicitous.
So Virgo?
How does that match up with Taurus? And like
to be compatible with each other. Like clearly everyone on that ship does not get along.
So that's what I mean though, but are they like opposites?
They clash?
No. They actually are not opposites. They're very similar, just on a different spectrum.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, because they both have intentions. They both want to be in charge. And the thing is we're only meeting Nico at this point in her life.
That's true.
Who she was when she was training.
So would she have changed into
probably
something?
Because the thing is if Nico was the one to train Ian and he came out like that, it kind of makes you wonder, like, what kind of leadership did Nico have in the beginning?
Okay, well, what about you, Dina?
I think that Ian is either a Leo, an Aries, or a Gemini.
You have a thing against Geminis.
I do. I'm a Gemini. I'm a Pisces, but I feel like he could, because he is nice to, I just forgot her name again. Cass. He's very kind and warm and like friendly in that video that we see.
Virgos do that too.
Okay, but then he has this complete other personality, which is just like a complete jerk. So I feel like those three signs have to be on his natal chart. Okay,
all right, I'll take it that it may be somewhere on his natal chart.
Okay.
But I don't think it's his sun.
Leo, Aries, or Gemini. That's
Virgo.
Where I'm at.
Well, I think
I don't see the Virgo, but I don't know Virgo that well.
Right, I'll introduce you.
I was going to say, so what are like, based on what we know of these signs, who's someone that we should watch out for with Nico, compatibility-wise? Because obviously Ian's probably not going to have much impact
any more
going
issues
forward.
Anymore.
Yeah, she's probably worked those out. But and Petra, we might not. I don't know what her situation.
We don't know.
We don't even.
I don't even think she's gonna live.
That's next.
I don't either. But I think she's gonna be used as like an incubator or something.
Yeah.
Aliens.
It's next, isn't it?
Let's stay on our signs real quick. So, but I think Jack brings up a cogent point. It's like, who would be compatible with the Taurus and the Capricorn?
Capricorn and Taurus, they do good. They do very, very well with people that, like, will let them kind of lead them or control them. So pretty much anyone who's willing to fall in line. Don't expect an Aries or a Leo to fall in line with them. Just don't.
That's just not their thing.
No, they're natural born leaders too.
All right.
Probably wouldn't expect an Aquarius to it all. Like, they tend to be a bit shifty. Like, they're hard to catch. But they're very, very much so leaders.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, you all heard it from our astral avatar. So next week when we start, y'all make sure y'all watch the episodes closely so y'all can give us a sign. Now, I would like to move into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, y'all. We have a minute left. We want to make this succinct and quick. Jack, starting with you, what you think is happening next week, sir?
Next week, I think we are going to get a situation with Petra saying she's fine, but really there is some sort of alien influence controlling her.
All right, Miss Avatar.
I think that Petra is now a nesting ground for aliens, and they're all just going to pop out and she's going to give birth to them, just like all the other movies.
She's going to give birth to aliens?
Uh-oh.
Hey, it's my turn to predict.
Okay. I'm just trying to visualize how that's possible for a human to give birth to an alien.
This is our conspirator, so let's see what you have to say, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I think... Petra's gonna die. She's definitely.
Oh, that is terrible.
She's gonna die. I know it in my heart that she's gonna die in the next episode. And then I was also gonna add to my prediction: August and Oliver are gonna hook up. I'm not sure when, but there's gonna be some type of romance there.
Okay.
It's gotta happen though.
Well,
it's definitely gonna happen.
I don't think Petra's gonna die. I think Petra is the preamble to something bigger. And she may be preserved for some type of research that they're going to do in order to capture these aliens or find out what they want or need.
She's going like to be popping out babies.
Freeze her and like a...
No, not freeze her, but, you know, tie her down, strap her out, stick a needle or two in her, draw her blood, figure out what's going on. You know, but that's just my prediction.
No sensitivity. Oh my gosh.
Hey, we'll see.
That's what's like on Nico's ship. If Ian was in charge, there would be some...
You know what?
We're going to table that for next week, Jack.
Oh my gosh.
I want to say thank you so much to all of you joining us tonight. We had such a great time. We are starting to love Another Life so much. Netflix, thank you so much. Jack, let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me at @RealJackFarmer across all social media and as well as JackCFarmer.com. I'm also going to be on the WWE SummerSlam AfterBuzz show on August 11th. So if you're a fan of wrestling, go ahead and check that out. I will be there as well.
All right, Miss Hallie.
Hi everyone, my name is Hallie, and you can find me at Pure Hallie, PureHallee, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the things.
All right, Dina.
My social media handle is @DinaCaulifala, and I know that my last name is very hard to spell, but I think it's going to be in the YouTube.
You can spell it.
Okay. Well, should I spell my first name too? People get
Go ahead.
Okay, @DenaCahalla.
Oh my gosh, I think you had trouble spelling
that's
your own name.
That's dope, son. All right,
I almost missed a letter.
Well, I'm Joshua Wright. You can find me all things social media, Cleverly Clad, and I will be back next week, Monday at 7 p.m. with the rest of this wonderful cast. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.